What does it mean to celebrate Thanksgiving as a Jew? In some sense, the question is a cipher for a larger one. What does it mean to take our identities as American and as Jewish both seriously? We regularly speak of Moroccan Jews or Polish Jews, German Jews or Algerian Jews. We understand that each of these Jewish communities represents a meaningful expression of Judaism, reflecting both the enduring wisdom of Torah as well as specific cultural settings. In my experience, we less often think of American Judaism in this sense. America might be where we find ourselves, but we tend not to relate to it as our kind of Judaism. What does it mean to take seriously our Judaism as a uniquely American variety? Thanksgiving is a useful test case, a distinctly American holiday that has been the subject of halachic debate. Modern American rabbis have disagreed about the permissibility of Jews observing Thanksgiving. Specifically, these authorities debate whether a Jew observing Thanksgiving is violating the prohibition on walking in their ways, that is, imitating non-Jewish customs. These questions are dear to my heart, because I love Thanksgiving and feel deeply connected to it as both a Jew and an American. I'm not interested in this Dvar Torah, in rehashing these debates and offering a halakhic opinion on the permissibility of celebrating Thanksgiving. Rather, I want to think about how the different concerns and ways of thinking about walking in their ways might shed light on what it means to take Thanksgiving seriously, not simply as a holiday celebrated by Jews, but in some real sense as a Jewish holiday. How can I acknowledge both the very real ways in which I am at my core American, as well as the equally real ways in which my American identity challenges my Jewish one? There are, broadly speaking, two competing positions in classical halakhic sources about when practices for the dominant culture are forbidden. The more lenient opinion, which is followed by the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch, takes logical legibility as a standard for what is allowed. In the words of the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, the Torah forbade only those ordinances that are idolatrous, things of vanity and emptiness, provided they are needed for their idolatry. But sensible things are permitted. The definition of walking in their ways, then, is precisely doing things that are otherwise insensible. That's a somewhat perplexing definition, though. There might not be any deep meaning to eating turkey on the fourth Thursday of November, but why should that make it forbidden? We can answer this question with another. If an act makes no sense, why would I do it? In the context of being a minority culture, adopting otherwise meaningless practices of the majority might indicate my own internal ambivalence about the relative worth of my tradition. Why would I eat turkey specifically on the fourth Thursday of November? Perhaps because I just want to be like my neighbors, implying an insecurity in my own identity. In the Rama's interpretation of walking in their ways, for Thanksgiving to be a holiday that embraces my Judaism, rather than an expression of assimilationism, it must be meaningful. Indulging in turkey and stuffing and sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top, just because it's a quaint practice, is a failure to observe Thanksgiving as a Jew, and instead reflects cultural envy and insecurity. By contrast, when I take the entire day seriously, marking it as a day of gratitude, it's no longer a reflection of my Jewish ambivalence, but rather an understandable expression of my thanks, a completely sensible practice, even in the context of Jewish tradition. There is another, more stringent view about walking in their ways, and it too is instructive. For Tosfos, even a practice that makes sense is threatening if it comes from another culture. Indeed, its legibility through a universal human lens might make it more threatening. What would the Tosfos think if they could see American Thanksgiving? I imagine that they would see a celebration of gratitude, timed to the local harvest, and perceive this as profoundly reasonable, meritorious even, and for that reason, as threatening. Precisely because this holiday makes sense, it challenges my commitment to Judaism. If I express my annual gratitude at harvest time through Thanksgiving, a holiday that benefits from the cultural reinforcement of its ubiquitous presence on media and in grocery store aisles, then why do I need Sukkos? I think, however, that there is something deeper about Thanksgiving in particular that might lead even the Tosfos to think of it as something non-threatening for Jewish identity. Rav Avram Yitzchak Sperling of Lvov explains why, uniquely among the Amidah's 19 blessings, the congregation recites an alternative version of the Thanksgiving blessing, Modim, during the repetition of the Amidah. Mipnei she'ein derech ha'eved lehodos larabo al yadei shaliach. It's not the way of a servant to thank their master by means of a messenger. Ella, kol adam tzarich lekabel befiv ol malchus shamayim. Rather, each person must, with their own mouth, accept the sovereignty of heaven. In Rav Sperling's view, how can I let the prayer leader utter words of thanks to God while I stand numbly by, unmoved by the call to gratitude? Likewise, when I dwell in a culture expressing its thanks in near unison, for me not to do so as well is not merely a missed opportunity, it's a kind of spiritual degradation, an act that could lead to a growing callousness and insensitivity to the good that God has done for us. To observe Thanksgiving as a Jew, then, means to take it seriously as a day of gratitude. It means to recognize that while my core practices are those bequeathed to me by the Torah, my spiritual life must reflect the cultural realities in which I live. In a very real sense, to observe Thanksgiving as a Jew means to treat it seriously as a religious holiday, even if its functionally secular nature is precisely what makes it halakhically permissible in the first place. May we all be blessed to have a day of true gratitude, reflecting our inheritance as both Americans and as Jews. Chag Sameach.